think it's still really important in culture still.
I think you point to something else that's really important as well, which is that a lot of times artists get, are stigmatized as being mad because they are so far from convention, from conventional ways of seeing and experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we can't, like, as a society, express anger in a way that artists can. Mm-hmm. And so I think we do place meaning from ourselves into art pieces. So maybe mm-hmm. we're just reflecting our own anger into mm-hmm. other artists' paintings.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's true. And Lady Fine, I know you had some questions there, so...
I am,
go for it. Go
I
for
am
it.
Just so delighted, too yeah. significant. Mm. As a female, we're always talking about the equality between men and women, you know, and it's such a privilege, such a joy that I cannot express my love and my blessing to this unique individual that they accepted to be present at live at the station. Anna Marquez is, you know, world recognizing her talent, her beauty of her soul, that is, she's free with the art and drawing. You know, I'm so much, have so much love to her work and her individually herself as a very young kid of her age, basically. And another hand, Dr. Professor Yemeni Hamedani, that accepted to be present with us. This is the second time she is joining us. Such a privilege, such an honor. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for being present, walking with us as one nation, as free voices, mm-hmm. the station, and
Free choices.
Yes. Free choices, yes. Absolutely. So I go back to the question, very simple question that I just wanted to ask. I start with Anna Marquez, the Irish dancer, the student of the art university. The first time when you perform, the very, very first time you went on the stage, you perform. How did you feel?
Okay, so my first performance was when I was 5. And it was like an end of the year show. And when I was 5 years old, I was really, really, really tiny. I was the size of a 3-year old when I was 5, and so I was much smaller than everybody else. But I just remember thinking all of the other dancers had no idea what they were doing. They were all so silly, and they should all just follow me. And I actually have the tape on video. Like, I've watched it recently, and I did completely the wrong thing, but with such confidence. and thinking everybody else were so stupid because they went the wrong way, but I went the wrong way the whole time. But it's interesting because that was kind of, up until that point, the only thing that I could do with complete confidence mm-hmm. is I just felt like I knew exactly what I was doing, and I felt so grateful to be able to be up there with all the other mm-hmm. girls. Mm-hmm. And, like, just the confidence that I felt. And then I didn't start competing for a long time because I was terrified mm-hmm. of competing. So I think my first competition was at 8 years old. And I was so scared. And then I didn't compete again for, I think, another year because I was so terrified. Mm. And then towards the end of my competitive career, I just, every time I got on stage, I was so thankful to be on stage and to have the opportunity to show what I'm so passionate about and what I love so much.
Yes.
That, I just felt like I was glowing.
Wonderful.
And I haven't really found an experience quite similar to that since I retired. Mm. So I think that's something that I'll always be thankful for, is being able to experience that.
Thank you very much for your humbleness. You know, I'm learning at the same time. Mm. I'm growing at the same time with this wonderful, unique soul. And my next question, that who was accompanying you before you go on the stage, behind the closed door, behind, you know, the drapes, you know, and the curtains that is covered, the stage is covered. Who was on the backstage was helping you with the shoes, with the costume, with your wig that you had to put it on? I saw that wig. Your father showed me one of your practice on his phone. I was so stunned. I couldn't believe how high you jumped and how smoothly, like a bird, you're landing on one spot. I was so stunned, and your dad showed me that video that he had on his phone. And basically, I was just, it registered within, you know, with my soul. Basically, it was tattooed in my soul, because any artwork or any dancing that I see, immediately my mind is going back to Anna Marcus.
Yeah, so it was always my mom that was helping me, always. She is, we've always been really close. Beautiful. I mean, she was my voice for so long.
Beautiful.
And she, Irish dance always came first with us, because, you know, it's such a hard sport on your body that you can't do it forever, but you can always go back to school, you can always get an education, and so she really helped prioritize that for me, and she took me to all of my physio appointments, all my doctor appointments. We used to, I think starting from when I was 9 years old, we would drive to Richmond twice a week just for a dance class and then drive all the way home. And yeah, she came to every competition all over the world. It was always the two of us. Except for my dad, he actually brought me to my very first world championships in London. He had no idea what was going on. He was very overwhelmed, and just watching everybody do the wigs and the makeup and the leg tans. But yeah, other than that, it's always been my mom. We were always a team when it came to Irish dance.
Beautiful, beautiful. And going to the end of my conversation with you, which is a privilege, what is your favorite music?
Like on the radio?
Or any generally, your favorite music?
I have the worst music taste out of anybody that I know. I think it is a result of being so small and so quiet for so long that I listen to pretty intense screamo music.
My kind of music. Yeah. I'm a big death metal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it was a coping mechanism from a very young age of everybody thinking I was so small and so cute, and I was like, well, wait till you hear what's in my headphones. So that's one half of it, and then the other part, I will always have a connection to the music that I Irish dance to, and the Celtic show music and violins, and that will always hold a special place in my heart, and I feel very connected to that just because of growing up with it. I actually couldn't listen to it for a very long time after I retired from Irish dance, because I was like, all right, I've had enough of this fiddle. I need a little break, because hours and hours on end every day for 13 years was enough, but now I find quite a special comfort in it, I think.
Beautiful.
Excellent.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for your questions and your input too.
Absolutely.
And so we thank you, and we're going to carry on the rest of our show. We have another guest coming up, my brother Shkwait Shakhlach, and we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Hmm, are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, we're back. We also have one of our favorite regular co-hosts here. We got Wegedus with us. He just managed to come in. And I know you like to do your deep breaths. So
of course. Yeah, sorry for being late, everybody. But
yeah, would you like to do some more?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Let's get ready for a good three deep breaths, guys. Relax the belly. Relax your jaw, your facial muscles. Let's get really relaxed and take all that air in. Let's go. 3, 2, 1, all the way in. And pure exhale. Yeah, sounds like a good old diesel engine letting some steam out. Let's go all the way in. Yeah, that hum is really therapeutic. Let's go one more time, all the way in. Yeah, that's for the body, guys. That's
awesome.
What we love. Yeah, we love
that's
it.
Awesome. Yeah, our brother Wegedesk, he's a professional, and he was an extreme high diver.
That's right, 10-meter platform specialist.
Yeah, very, very high-level achiever. And just so special when you make it in and bring us through our breaths live. It's just always amazing and gets me uplifted and full of energy. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there too get to have that same effect that we all enjoy. We have listeners from all over the world, from Australia, Germany, India, China, Japan, Russia, Ukraine, all over the world. They're just tuning in and want to be a part of making this world a good, positive place, and it should be. And we're doing that here as a show and program called Free Voices. That's what we want to empower everyone to be able to look after themselves and all their loved ones around them too. So that's what we want to encourage and invite you all to join us in those deep breaths and getting that power into us. So thank you so much for joining us and doing that for us. So we're going to get to our special guest, Shkwait Shekhlech, and we're going to play his song of the week that he usually chooses for us. And it's a song from a group called Creeps, and the song is called Bad Voodoo, and I think it's off one of the big games that they have, Red Dead Redemption. But anyways, without further ado, let's play that, and we'll carry on with our show. Enjoy, everyone. All right, we're back. That was Creeps, Bad Voodoo. And we have with us Shkwait Shakhlak. For everyone that doesn't know him, he's my brother. He's from Gwaishkana, and he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the big forest fires of a couple of years ago up in the Fraser Valley, Nicola Valley, and Thompson Valley, and or Thompson River, and also the big flood of a few years ago, and he was evacuated both times. And he survived all that, and he's a big inspiration for myself and many other people all over the world. And it's just always a privilege and honor to bring him on the radio program and get him to share us some insights in how he was able to get through all those afflictions. So how are you doing, Shkwait?
I'm doing not too bad. Just fighting my stomach with all this temperature change.
Oh, yeah.
It's all gurgly and gooey and icky.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, that was a pretty interesting song you chose. Creeps, Bad Voodoo. And that's from Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
It sounds like
the Undead Nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what you had to come through. And I remember when you were, like, on the ventilator and everything for 12 days. That was pretty extreme. And I just recently was with one of my good friends, and one of his daughter was in the hospital too and suffering from paralysis, and they found out what was affecting her, and she was able to come through that too as well. So we know that there's a lot of things that can knock people down, knock people out. But there's always hope. There's always somebody out there that's gone through a lot worse than we have. And I remember when we were going through that time with you, and you were the one that brought it up to us that, you know, there's always somebody worse. And that was what stuck in my brain. And I just really appreciate what you've brought to myself and the rest of us here. And we have our subject for today is on art, and we'd love to hear your input on that.
I don't really think much about it, but all I know is it's a therapeutic to view, you know, even though some of us have the gift of creating art and so the rest of us can only make stick men.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And not even a good stick man. Like a blockhead stick man.
Well, that's me for sure.
Art is, you know, like they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I figure art is like that. It's in the eye of the beholder as well. Because, I was just talking to our brother Frankie here about this art channel that I watch on YouTube, where he's a guy who restores all these oil paintings and all that. He, you know, takes the old varnish off and the grime and dirt. And it really does make a picture, you know, make the picture all that, the way the artist made it. You know, because everybody says, oh, you're taking the patina away, the rustic look. And tell him if he wanted to make it look ugly like that, he would have painted it ugly like that. So, you know, when they clean it up and it looks the way he made it, it looks better.
Mm.
You know, because, so I figure, you know, really, it, you know, there's all sorts of art. And some we think's good art, and others we think is bad art. But you know, somebody put their time into it to create it. So gotta at least acknowledge that. Yeah, you know, because you know he might have been just starting off or just kicking off. So I think, you know, that's about all I can say about art, is it's therapeutic to create and therapeutic to view.
Well, it sure goes in line with our special guest here, Anna Marcus, was mentioning about Van Gogh, and a lot of his art was made inside a like an institution, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, all these things that we call art and get to enjoy, and it brings us those glimmers of like hope in some of our hardest times. And even just producing and making it, it just creates some type of peace and healing as we're growing and coping through all the traumas and difficult times that we go through as human beings. And it's just something special that we get to enjoy ourselves making, but also enjoy sharing with the world and people around us. And we really thank you for joining us live and giving us an insight into, you know, what makes you tick and makes you get through those hard times and share with us. And it's always important for me, and it brings hope and inspiration for me to come in and listen to your music and also be around all these wonderful other co-hosts that we get to come around and get to experience. So we really thank you and appreciate you for joining us and sharing some of your insights.
Yeah, and thank you guys there at the station for having me on, and the listeners for listening. Thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers and love. Send it all back to you guys 100-fold.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, really appreciate that. And we're going to have to say bye for now. And we're looking forward to hearing again from you next week.
Yes.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye for now. All right, that was Shkwait Shachlech from Gwaishkina, B.C., up in the Nicola Valley. And we're going to carry on with our show, and it's almost done anyway. But we're going to play one last song, and it's from Fuzz Rider, and it's the song called Lizard Stone. So let's have a listen to that. Thank you all for joining us. And before we go, we'd like to say bye from everybody else.
Yes. Have a wonderful journey in your life. My love and peace to everyone.
Thank you. And
thank you. Yeah, blessings to everybody out there. Thanks for tuning in. Lots of love.
And Anna Marcus, would you like to...
Thank you for having me on the show again. It was nice to see you all in person.
Thank you.
Sweet. Yes, it was awesome to have you. And Professor...
Yes, thank you so much to everyone, to you, for doing this show, and to everyone who's tuned in, and to all the wonderful people who are here in the studio.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. You. Okay, and so we're going to end our show by playing Fuzz Rider, Lizard Stone. Thank you all. Thank you. free voices at CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Come back next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us again. Thank you for listening.